This week we have in Parshas Korach, which actually was the greatest actually rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu personally. And it's interesting that in all the disputes and arguments against Moshe Rabbeinu, Avirim always were in first place, always were involved. And nearby Korach as well. Some Mefarshim say that even Korach himself was instigated to an extent by Dos of Aviram. Because really they didn't even belong altogether to this Machlokes. What do they have to do with it? As brought down, the Gemara brings, Chazal. But this was a, they had a certain, it seems, to my personal opinion, going through all the Machlokes that you had, where the Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go out and take them on Shabbos. Dos of Aviram went out to see if it was there or not, and so forth, to go to collect it. The next day, they left over for the next day. Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, they went against. From the earliest days that he was in Pharaoh's house, even when they came out that time when they were fighting, it seemed that there was some sort of a personal vendetta. Personal vendetta that Dos of Aviram had against Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we see on the one hand, Dos of Aviram were very devoted and dedicated to the Jewish people. They were part of the what you call the Shoytrim in charge in Mitzrayim, and they got beaten constantly because whenever the Jews didn't produce what they should produce, they were beaten up and so forth. They were always a nefesh for that in that sense, and that was the source that they had is brought down. So it seems that anything you have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu, they just couldn't take that he should persevere, that he should succeed in that sense. And that's the same mindset you find by Korach as well. But before I go into Korach and the Parsha itself and the whole Machlokes over here, in Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon, I wanted to mention what I brought out last week by Kolev and Yefuneh. Also a connection to this particular point over here, where it's interesting, the Torah says last week's Parsha in Shlach, the Avdi Kole, as I said, even the Moshe wouldn't forgive the Klal Yisrael, they would die 40 years in the Midbar, but Kolev and Yehoshua would remain to go to Eretz Yisrael from the original people come from Mitzrayim, not the ones that were born later. So it says the Avdi Kole. And the Bashem doesn't mention Yehoshua at all. He just said, Avdi Kole, my servant Kole. He said, Ekev, Asheruach Acheres Imoi, that he had a different spirit and so forth. And we said, Nefesh, is that the touch of Klal Yisrael, in the Eretz Yisrael and so forth, Ruach Acheres Imoi. And he will Yashin in Eretz Yisrael and so forth and go into Eretz Yisrael. How come the Bashem didn't mention Yehoshua? Did he mention even Yeshua at all? Moshe later mentioned Yeshua and Kole. And the Moshe didn't. And it's interesting that the Moshe called Kole Avdi Kole, the greatest appellation, the greatest title to be given to a person, like said, Moshe Avdi. When Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, what did the Moshe say that? Moshe Atzadik? He said, Moshe Avdi. You speak about Moshe Avdi, Moshe, my devoted servant, Eved, Eved Hashem, and Kolev was zecher to that title, that Moshe Rabbeinu had that title, Moshe So there are various answers to that particular question that are given by the Mefarshim that I wanted to say my own on, and it's interesting to note differences in the answers, which I bring out in the point over here. Some want to say a simple answer that since the Moshe said to Kolev he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael and he will get an extra Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, extra in Shem and so forth. And Yahushua didn't have any sons that could yarish him, so he wouldn't have any Yerusha. So Moshe didn't want to mention Yahushua. That's what they want to say. A simple answer why Yahushua wasn't mentioned. But the Ebn Ezra and Ibn Chaim HaKadosh found that there's a much more deeper thought over here. The Ibn Ezra says one word. One word he says. He says, why does it say over here, Dafke, he says, Avdi Kolev? Because Kolev was the one, Vayahas Kolev. Vayahas. That's all he says. He said Vayahas. What does that mean? Remember before in the parsha, when the Jewish people rebelled and they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim and they started wanting to stone Moshe and Aaron and so forth. And Kolev got up and said, Vayahas Kolev, he said, is this the only thing that the Ben Amram did to us? So they thought he's also going to say Lashon Hara, and then he came out Tov Hara, just the opposite, which means he was Moshe Nefesh. He sacrificed himself at that particular time to quiet down the whole people when they were out to kill them and so forth, to destroy them. So that's the Pshat in Ibn Ezra. He says, by Yas, Yeshua stood by. He didn't say anything. Said anything at all. Yeshua stood by. But he went out openly with the Mesilas Nefesh. Person that's Moisen Nefesh. Moisen Nefesh, Nefesh, that's Avdi Kolev. But a person that Moshe Rabbeinu's whole life was Lechenin on Bisiprachol. His whole life was the Mesilas Nefesh of Klal Yisrael in every aspect of anything that they did. It was always Moshe Nefesh for the Klal Yisrael. That's Zoicha, and that's Avdi. A servant doesn't exist. What is a servant, a slave? He doesn't exist. He exists only what the master says. It's like he said, the Gemara says in the Kiddushin, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. It's mamash like an extension of the boss, an extension of the master, like an extra hand. He's not a separate existence on his own. He's just subservient to the other. That's the side of Eved. That Vayas Kolev, nothing else existed, just when he went to the Barishon. That's it. That's Avdi Kolev. Zechat Avdi Kolev. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's Pshat in Ibn Ezra. He just says one word. So says Kolev says Vayas. That's all he said. But I'm telling you what he means. I hope that's what he means. That was his whole life. The Mashiach's Nefesh is Zechat Avdi Kolev. Yeshua kept quiet. He didn't say. Yeshua didn't even know. They want to say reasons why, is that, but still, he didn't put himself forward with the Mesilas Nefesh. He just tore his clothing and stood there. That's it. But he didn't go out of his way in order to be Moshe Nefesh for the Shem Shemayim, Kiddush Hashem. And that's the side of Avdi, when a person zoicha to Avdi, that under all circumstances, he does not exist. It exists only for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Kali side of Eved, Avdi Kolev. There's another Pshat Neor Chaim HaKadosh, which is the proof to me what I once answered to another question of that nature as well. And I said, that's a Merdi Chiddush. Neor Chaim HaKadosh has a tremendous Chiddush over here, which is worthwhile. Very, very beautiful thought. He says, why the Pasuk only mentions Kolev and not Yehoshua? So he says, because Yehoshua and Kolev, they didn't talk against Eretz Yisrael. So he says, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says that why? By Yehoshua, we see he didn't talk against Eretz Yisrael. He says it was more in the sense of the Moshe Rabbeinu, who is not the greatness of Yehoshua he wants to bring out. His point is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ko Yoshiako me'atzas miraglim," that the Baruch Hashem should help you; you shouldn't fall in in the thoughts and the ideas and the machshavas of the Maharagram, he says, that was the saving of Yeshua. That caused Yeshua not to fall prey to the Maharagram. And to say the Loshen in Erech Chaim, it's very, very interesting what he says over here. He says, Sha'agam she'Yehoshua gam kein lo, he didn't go against, he went for Eretz Yisrael and so forth. Af ha'pi kein, he says, still, u'hoya misiba was, because the Tfilas Moshe, the Tfilah of Moshe saved him. He tzaltay mi'Yetzer Hara. That he shouldn't fall prey to the Yetzer Hara to go to talk with Yehoshua against Eretz Yisrael to Meragnet. Kolei didn't have that protection, didn't have that Tfilah Moshe Rabbeinu. Kolei, he said, had the Yeshua Niklas Kolei, he said it was the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. He ran to be misfollowed in Shem by the Ovos. He had to fight back. He was influenced. He was nearly taken in by the Meraglim. He had to fight back the Yetzer Hara that holds him back not to go with them. He exerted a you call it here, Ezo Gibra Kovish. He ultimately persevered and conquered over the Yetzer Hara. That's Avdi Kole. That's the one. That's the one that gets the cover. He said, sure, that's fine. But it was Tfilas Moshe that did it. But you see, that's what the Erech Chaim HaKodesh said. But you see from here a tremendous concept in Erech Chaim, which I said to answer Mashor's Akasha once, and now I and I and I, this is a proof to what I said. And if you remember, when Bruria said to husband Rav Meir when he wanted to be in a spotlight, that the person that was giving him a hard time was with the mamish, that he should respond, that he should die, but Tachnan, that he would have, he was a kaporafin and so forth. So she said, no, that you don't be respond that the sure what that. So they said, what else should I do? He responded, you should do tshuva. He shouldn't do the Aveira. He shouldn't bother you. He should become a good Jew. So he did it. So the Mashiach asked Akasha, how could you do such a thing? How could I be mispalel of him to be about tshuva? That he should be frum? How could they shemayim kutz me'ira shemayim? That's up to the person. It's up to the individual. The Mashiach asked Akasha. And he said, yeah, you could answer. He said, yes, yeah. And I want the answer at that time that even though the shemayim, Mershon calls out before the child is born, Tzaddik or Rosh doesn't call out. Calls out V'chochom, Tipesh, rich or poor, sick or healthy or wealthy, etc. More nido, daflamit. But the Yerei Shemayim or not, the Tzaddik or not, that's up to you. How come they Shemayim? Because of Yerei Shemayim. So that's not called out what you should be. However, a Tzaddik is Goyza, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayeh. Over here, when Rameya was Goyzer, Rameya was responsible for him. That's not Minashamayim. That's his power. That Kosh Yesh Minashamayim. Hello, Dvav Nishmoyim. So over here made over here by Rameya. He was a Mispalo, and therefore it's not Minashamayim, and he could be Mispalo to hold of him. To Yerushalayim. And you see from Yerushalayim exact thought what I said. Exact thought. The Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was protected him against the Yetzer Hara not to sin to Yerushalayim, not to be over the Aveira, not to talk against Eretz Yisrael, not talk Lashon Hara. Well, his Tefillah was that powerful that was able to bring him to the Yerushalayim into Yeshua. So we see that a tzaddik could do that. And that's the answer to the Kasha of the Mashur over there by the mayor. That's what I said. That's what we see from this Erech Chaim, a tremendous thought. That the efficacy, the power of a tefillah of a tzaddik. And that's why you go to tzaddikim for tefillahs, they should be followed for schools, for children, for other things, because a tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayem. And according to it, the tzaddik is always, it's totally a lot of things that we don't, we're not privy to and so forth. But the power of the tzaddik is there. And that's why people do that. They go to the tzaddik and so forth, and the tzaddik could be goyzer and it goes more from the tayin. That's the pshat. So therefore we see that a person could be a chacham, could even be a tzaddik. Korach was not a simple person. Korach was a tremendous godel. The Torah and so forth was a tzaddik. We say in the davening in Hayom Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shabbos Kodesh, we say, it says, Tzaddik katomor yifroch. Tzaddik katomor yifroch should sprout forth like the simple meaning of the tomor, the date, the beautiful date. So the Mefarshim say over there, these brought by the Zohar even, Tzaddik ends with a kuf. Katomor, like the date, ends with a resh, and Yifroch, sprout forth, grow, ends with a ches, makes the word Korach. Tzaddik katomor Yifroch, tzaddik like Korach, there should always be. There were tzaddikim by Korach, but that mistake was there. The concept of the Eved Hashem was missing by Korach in the sense. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, if the Chokhmah sprouts forth from your actions, which means you do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, you're a tzaddik. But Chokhmah merubah, you get more Chokhmah from your ma'asim, which means you do a mitzvah. Oh, let me think about why. What's behind this mitzvah? Tauchkulit. What's behind the mezuzah? Why is Yeshua Svarim? We need a mezuzah. So, and you begin to think into the actions of the mitzvahs that you do. The biggest tzaddik in the world will not last in that sense. So even though tzaddik atomo yifroch, the tzaddik will be like a korach and so forth. But you have to be completely subservient to Mesoras Hashem, Mesoras Yagl Torah. That the Kabbalah that you're an Eved Hashem, but the Torah is like Moshe Rabbeinu answered him. He says a very good Svori is saying, if it's all Tchelis, what do you need the tzitzis for already? But there's no answer. The answer is the Torah says you got a tzitzis. That's what you have to do. You can't ask conscience on the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. That's what you have. You can understand the mitzvah and explain the mitzvah and talk about the mitzvah and so forth. But you can't change a mitzvah. This is the mitzvah that the Baruch Hu wants. That's what he wants. We don't know, so we don't understand that part. But you can't say that because of your svara, you're knocking out the mitzvah. Then you're not an Eved Hashem. Then you're working on your own logic, on your own thought, on your own greatness and so forth. That's not Avdi Kolay. That's not the Eved Hashem. And that was the downfall of Korach. That was the downfall of Korach. Sometimes you become too smart. And I once said, I don't know if you remember, I once said this in Israel. Hashem Tov says, in the name of a person, many times is the message of what he really represents and what he really is. That's very brief. I don't want to go into that whole thing now. By Shmois, he says it. And I said, Korach, I say, is Meramez on the whole activity of Korach and his whole fatal end, so forth, tragic end that he had. Take away Korach. What is Korach? Korach comes to the Korea, Korach Mikan, and Korach Mikan. Like the famous story of the Gemara, a person had two wives, one was younger, one was older. So the older wife used to tear out the black hairs, and the younger wife tore out the gray hair that he had. And the end was, he ended up with a baldy. Korach. Korach, the pshat is, if you take the oishis of Korach, I said the name, but Hashem Tov says, I want to say it represents, you can make the word chopor. Take the chesed, put it before the kof. It comes ches, kuf, resh, comes chopor. Chopor means that you investigate, You research. You're thinking into what's the reasoning. I want to know what it's all about. I have to understand it. I don't understand it. I don't do it, and so forth. Constitutus calus. What are any senses for, and so forth. Kofur, you become a what do you call a philosopher, a thoughter. You got the whole picture. No matter how big a tzaddik you are, once you do that, you end up, I said, Rochow. Take the resh, ches kuf. Again from Korach, makes the word Rochow. If a Korach goes to Chokor, he ends up Rochow. He ends up far from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Far from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the concept. It is the concept of Eved. And I said, in the name itself, you see the remez over here, what happened to Korach in that particular sense. And also, I said, even the punishment you see over there as well, if you take another word, it could be rokach. Rokach means psalmim, and the what you call the what you have, and that was they were punished with the psalmim when they brought for the for the for the all of the world died out in that sense over there. Rokach is also a remez in the word Korach that they were punished in that particular sense. But we see that a person cannot set himself up. His title was the Moshe Ben Kicholai, the Kula Kedoshim. Well, everybody's Kodesh. Lama is not so often Akal Hashem and so forth. What a claim to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe answered, he says, Nachdu Mor, he says, what do you want from Aaron? Aaron Mark, he's a leader wall of Mor means nothing. Nachdu Mor. You're not saying we're anything over here. We're told to do, we do what I'm told to do. Moshe told me, I do it. This is the mitzvah of tzitzis, I do the mitzvah of tzitzis. He says, what's the problem over here? You see, and that the idea when a person takes upon himself that he's the one that's going to say that he's the Orech Din, he's the one that's going to judge in that, he loses that beautiful name of Eved Hashem. He's not anymore in that category of serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in that sense. And there are different degrees. There are different degrees of Eved Hashem. Bigger, higher level, higher level. Kolev reached the highest level. Whenever Hashem to Mesiras Nefesh to go out against the Jews, they would have killed him, and they wanted to kill him at that time. And except the Moshe appeared at that particular moment, and they all stopped. But it was Eved Hashem, and first is Moshe Nefesh, do mitzvahs and so forth. Then whatever he does because the Moshe told to do it. Like the chorus, and we say, like the chassidim have put into the tefillahs at various times. Places, but even that some Mishnagdim have copied that as well. The Shem Yichud, Hindi Mukun Zum, and the Kayim Mitzvah. Why am I doing it? So Hashem Mishnagdim Kashay, the Kadosh Alayayin. I'm doing it for the Mitzvah. I'm eating, I should have Kayim do a Mitzvah. So everything I put towards the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, towards what I'm doing to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I'm sleeping, I should be able to have Kayim to do, to work, to make a living, to support my family, I have to support a family. The Kayim Mitzvah. You have to thought, and you have time to be able to learn. We have food to eat and so forth. So whatever I'm doing is always what's behind it, pinpointing it, and the central point of the central point where everything revolves around that is that it's the Shem Hashem, that because you're the Eved Hashem. So you don't look to way that I'd want to do it and I think how it should be done. That was the Tzora of Korah. The big tzaddik and the big kohen, the Medrash says he was roy to be, the Medrash brings. But sometimes you know you're roy and so forth, but you make the wrong step and so forth. You think I want it, so and I'm going to take it. You can't take it. It has to go for what the Moshe wants to give you in that particular sense. And therefore, if you lose that particular approach, that ends up with a Korach. That Korach Shiloka, as Rashi says. Stepped to a side, walked away from what his own greatness. He walked away from his own greatness, and he thought he could do it. Why? Because he saw what's coming from him. A Shmuel Hanovi is coming from him. Well, a Shmuel Hanovi is coming from me. I could talk against the Moshe Rabbeinu too. That I'm a big shot. That's not the answer. The Moshe says no, nothing to do with it. You could have a Shmuel Hanovi and so forth. You'll be your grandchild, your great grandchild, Shmuel Hanovi. And so forth. But you, that's not the excuse. Just the opposite. Shmuel could be a excuse for the grandfather. Therefore, can't be a excuse for the for the for the Eidikol in that particular sense. unless he goes to Derech HaTorah in that sense. So that doesn't guarantee you that you could be, that you could judge on your own. But that was his fourth Torah. That was his current reason, because of maybe I was the Rachel that Moshe Rabbeinu said over there. First place we find that Moshe Rabbeinu should say, don't accept their tefillah. Don't accept the korbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu never said that before. Because here there was a place where there was no coming back. He left. He thought that he's out and so forth. But the Gemara says over there, kolam iskor, you know, with the Zohar, the Gaivan, I think that I'm the greatest and so forth. Tayav as Hashem kogav aleiv. Gemara says, the Saita, I can't be in the world together with you. You've got to get out. And that's what happened with Cairo. So Moshe Rabbeinu said there was no tshuva over there. No tshuva. And even then, Moshe Rabbeinu tried, went to Dosu Aviram. Interesting, went to Dosu Aviram, not to Korach. He would stop Dosu Aviram because Korach would back out. So you see that Dosu Aviram were an integral part over there. But he wanted to try to make sure, as Rashi says, even after three times, he couldn't help anymore. The fourth time, and they didn't want to come, but he went to Dosu Aviram, said to them. He sent to Korach. So see that they were tucked behind the whole thing in that sense. And yet it didn't go. They didn't want to go. Oh, you see the mice. And you see Korach, how frum they were. Because the mice over here, that by Reuven, by the Pelas, his wife saved him. How did she save him? She gave him something to drink and put him to sleep. He was supposed to go with Korach. And she didn't want. She sat outside to go for Shaitel. So when the guys from Korach came, I'm going to show you who they were. They said, what? Sitting without a hair covered? So forth. They wouldn't even go in there. And the mother says, Chochmas Doshim Bonso Beso. Her Chochmas, she saved her husband. She saved the family. Well, she did. So you see that they were so frum. They wouldn't even go into the place over there because she was sitting without the shekel, without the head covering and so forth. And yet, at the same time, they're fighting Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going against the Rabbis, not the ministers. So you see, there's many times not even a contradiction. Yeah, you got the frum kid over here. The frum. Crazy frum. Wouldn't go in because they would be because they were sitting without a shekel. They didn't want to take them already. So you, and yet you see that the person go, if the person doesn't have that underpinning, that foundation of it, that what he's doing is only to serve the Rebbe Shlom, that's his life, that's how it has to be as a Jew, that everything you do from getting up in the morning to going to sleep, from birth to death, is that the whole thing is to serve the Rebbe Shlom and everything that you do, and should be for that purpose in life, and so even even your enjoyments and recreations and so forth, always to have in mind that it should be something that should help towards being Mekayim Yiddishkeit and so forth, Mekayim Yerushalayim, then you're called in you're together in the categories of Eved Hashem and so forth. And if not, it ends up a Kaira. That's the whole point.
Close. Reporter.
Any question? I don't know.